Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking. Here I am visiting boys and girls throughout the world. My candlestick holder is sitting on their bedside table, wherever children may be, getting ready to go to bed. There I am. I hear the stories that children have to tell about what's going on in their world. And little Mary Lou was sitting on the edge of her bed saying, "Mr. Candle, I hurt something terrible." And I say, "Well, Betty Lou, Mary Lou, you hurt? Now, just say to yourself, all is in divine order in me." "But Mr. Candle, I hurt." "Mary Lou, do you have a puppy dog?" "Yeah." "Where is he?" "He's sitting right here next to me on the bed. Can't you see him?" "Yes, I can see him, Mary Lou. But can you see him?" "Well, of course I can see him. He's sitting right here, right next to me." "Well, Mary Lou, you take your dog and you put your arms around him and you say, 'I like you, I like you, I like you.' Well, go ahead, come on, Mary Lou, say it. 'I like you, I like you, I like you.' Now, how'd that feel, Mary Lou?" "All right." "Now, Mary Lou, put your arms around your puppy and look him in the eyes and say, 'I love you, I love you, I love you.' Now, come on, Mary Lou, say that." "All right, Mr. Candle." So Mary Lou puts her arms around her puppy dog. "What's your puppy dog's name, Mary Lou?" "Joey." "Okay. Go ahead." "Joey, I love you, I love you. Oh, Joey, I love you." "Mary Lou, what did you feel when you did that?" "Oh, very good, very good." "Well, what do you mean by very good?" "Well, I feel just so very good." "Mary Lou, you told me that you hurt. Do you hurt?"
"No."
"Well, what happened to your hurt?"
"I don't know, Mr. Candle. I don't know what happened to my hurt."
"Animals help with wholeness, Mary Lou. Joey was just sitting there letting you hug him and letting you tell him you like him and that you love him. And as he felt you telling him this, he just loved you. And he snuggled into you and he put his head in your arms and he said, 'I love you too. You're wonderful.' And he gave you his energy of love and his energy of wholeness." "And Mary Lou, Joey loves you and you love Joey. Now, what happened to your hurt?"
"I don't know, Mr. Candle. It's just not there anymore. It's not there anymore. I like that. And I, Mr. Candle, you're wonderful. Mr. Candle, you're the guy who healed me."
"No, no, 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 no." "Nobody healed you except yourself, Mary Lou. Because you were always whole. You were always perfect. Always. And when you hugged Joey and you told Joey that you liked him and you told Joey that you loved him, you know what happened, Mary Lou?"
"What?"
"Well, all of your thought went to the idea that you love Joey. And when you love somebody, you give away all of your hurts. You give them away to the nothingness. They go woof, off into the sky, off into the nothingness. And you're there, and you're whole and perfect. Is that how you felt?"
"I guess so."
"Well, where'd your hurt go?"
"I don't know.
It's just not there anymore." "But it was real, wasn't it?"
"Oh, yes, it was real. I didn't like it. But,
you know, Mr. Candle, you're right. When I hugged Joey, I just felt so good. Animals help with wholeness."
"Oh, yes, Joey, help me with wholeness. Where did I get the wholeness, Mr. Candle?
Well, the wholeness was in you all the time, Mary Lou.
It was? Well, why didn't it come out? Why did it let the hurt come out?
Because you put your attention on the hurt, not on the wholeness.
Well, how do I always put my attention on wholeness, Mr. Candle? How do I always do that? How can I?
Well, you tell me, Mary Lou.
Well, ho, 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 ho. I know, Mr. Candle, I really know.
You know, Mary Lou? Well, then tell me what you know.
I just take my dog, Joey, and I hug him, and I tell him how much I love him and how much I like him, and I am all perfect.
That's right, Mary Lou. Every time you tell the world you love it and you like it, every time you tell your mommy or your daddy or your sisters and your brothers or your friends that you love them, that you like them, then all the hurts go away. And that's just the way, because the hurts are only there because you have nothing better to do.
Oh, Mr. Gattle, the hurts were something real.
Yes, they were real. They were there because you had nothing better to think. But the minute you started thinking about love, the minute you started thinking about happiness, the minute you started thinking about liking somebody else and giving just all the love in your heart to somebody else, then the hurt just went away.
You're right, Mr. Kendall. That's just what happened. That's just what happened. Oh, Mr. Kendall, I'm so glad that I had a chance to talk to you.
Mary Lou, who did you hug?
Joey.
Can you always do that?
Yes.
Can you hug me,
Mary Lou? Oh, Mr. Kendall, how do you hug a candle? How do you hug?
Well, you just snuggle in with your eyes and say, Mr. Candle, I love you. Can you say that?
Oh, sure. Mr. Candle, I love you.
Now, how did that make you feel?
Okay.
Now, Mr. Candle, I like you.
Mr. Candle, I like you.
Now, how'd that make you feel?
Well, pretty good.
Now, Mary Lou, you go around all the world talking to everybody, your dogs, your cats, your mother, your father, your sisters and brothers, everybody, and say, I like you, I love you. And you watch. You will never again have the experience of feeling that you're hurting, because everybody will be loving you and you'll be loving everybody, and there'll be no place in your world for hurt.
Oh, Mr. Candle, I like that. I like that.
Animals help with wholeness, don't they? Yes, Mary Lou. And little girls help with wholeness, too.
Oh, Mary Lou, here comes Mr. Sandman. He's got his bag of pixie dust. He's going to sprinkle it all over you
and send you off into the land of happiness and wholeness and puppy dogs and kitty cats and love and joy. So, now, call your mommy and daddy and give them a big hug and a kiss and snuggle under the covers there, and I'll see you next time. Remember, it's Mr. Candle saying, I love you. I love you. I love you.